this game of life. 365 days on the grind. Something stirring, I might need to unwind. Then there's you, texting me a little bubble of trouble. Hey there, and welcome to Drug Distery Presents the Dark Ride, a fun theme parks theme game show with zero prizes and lots of drinking. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. We really appreciate having you here. If you're new, well, welcome. My name is Adrian. I'm here with my co-host Ryan. We're two people who love all things theme parks and started this podcast so we could drink all about them with fellow theme parks loving fans just like you. Today, we're taking a quick jaunt down to the virtual tavern to play a little bar game that we just came up with a little while ago and we're really freaking pumped about, and I can't freaking wait.
It's a lot of frickins.
So excited.
Wow.
So we decided to go with this like sort of fantasy football hybrid thing, but we're going to do it with
the football
bar.
Season. Hoo-ah!
It's football. So this is your football Sunday edition of
Blue
the
42.
Dark. Is that what they say?
Blue.
They're always yelling in color.
Yeah. Blue 55. Yellow 70.
Or sometimes they just say something like red jacket. Red jacket. Yeah. You're supposed to know what that means.
Well, they do.
It means that the
look at the oh, have
the British
that jacket.
Are coming.
That jacket's so cute.
Those are red coats. So what we decided to do is we're going to rock paper scissors right here live on the air. The person that wins out of the four Walt Disney World theme parks, the person that wins will get their first draft pick. They get to pick the park, the very first park.
Yeah.
The other person gets to pick the second and the third, which means that the first person gets whatever's left.
And what are we picking these for? Best day ever.
Best day ever. So with what we get, then we're going to pick a breakfast place, we're going to pick a lunch place, we're going to pick a dinner place, we're going to maybe tell you some snacks. We're also going to tell you how we would set up the day if we had to do those two parks in that day.
Mini, like, one-day itinerary.
With whatever we get on the spot.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to see who is the best podcast host.
What? Well, that's a weird way to put it. I think some caveats.
Okay.
This is being done as cheap people, like no
okay,
GD
yeah.
pluses, no lightning lanes,
right?
This like old school Disney vacation,
and
but
we're
with
not
new school stuff.
And everything has to be in the parks. You can't be like, we're going to go to Citrico's.
Yeah,
you have to stay within the parks that you've got.
Okay,
and maybe some people like me who are very
no going to the biggest McDonald's in the world.
No,
you're not allowed.
No, and maybe you will see, too, like, who created a great day without spending an exorbitant amount of money, or who, you know,
yeah,
who really went for the pooch.
The gusto.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna
rock, paper, scissors,
and then the winner gets first pick and then last pick, so that it's, you know,
it's basically no pick. They're going to get whatever's left over.
Yeah, but, you know, everything, like we always say, everything Disney does is good.
Everything Disney does is good.
Okay, ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, we're both scissoring.
Two scissors.
Scissoring.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Both rocking. See, we're too similar to
too
play
similar.
This game.
All right, okay, I'm getting this next
okay.
one.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Scissors. Ryan, okay, get out of my head.
Yeah, well, I'm there, baby.
rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right,
paper covers rock.
You covered my rock. So you get to pick first, and then you get last. So
sure.
Where would you? This isn't in any particular order.
I can pick whatever I want
you can
right
pick
now.
Pick whatever you want. Yeah.
Yes, I can. So I am going to take, because of this, so here's how I'm going to trick this up. Because I know that I'm going to get stuck with a certain park.
Yes.
I am not going to make it as easy for you as you're probably thinking that I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm going to take Epcot.
Well, you're a very intelligent young lady, because I wanted you know, to live a certain way.
I know.
But I won't live that way. No. I will live the harsh realities of the jungle, and I'm gonna pick Animal Kingdom.
Whoa,
right off the bat.
I didn't think you were gonna do that.
I know. Well, this is why I have to. You know.
Oh no!
Get.
She got me. I thought I got him, guys.
Yeah, she didn't. So I'm gonna do it, but I get the next pick as well.
You get the next pick as well.
So I'm going to not make things easy for you, and I'm going to take Hollywood Studios.
All right. You want to play dirty?
Yeah.
Want to play dirty?
I'm doing AK to Hollywood.
That's a good. This is good. I think you leveled the playing field.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean, like you have the ultimate, right? The ultimate. I've never been to Disney Day. And I have the filler day.
I think both of us probably were the same thing. If I got the if I could make the perfect day with Hollywood and Epcot. That would be my... If I could just pick whatever two I wanted, those would have been the two, but I knew I wasn't going to get both of those.
Of course. That's the easiest of a fun day to do.
I already know everything. I know the breakfast, I know the lunch, I know everything.
But if you were to, like, tell... Somebody says, oh, Adrian, I'm only going for one day.
Yeah.
I'm getting a park hopper. What should I do? You have the version...
I've got the version.
That you would offer to them. So, you know, you're really on the hot seat. Don't fuck it up.
It's tricky.
I have the redheaded stepchild of parks.
Well, so. You have a very... But there's an easy thing there. There's a very easy one to get out of the way. And then there's a nighttime show at that place, too, that's great.
Oh, yes.
Here's the thing. The tricky thing about my combo is Epcot and Magic Kingdom is I really like people to spend the evening at Epcot.
Yeah, sure.
But... The entertainment currently,
isn't
tops and
lacking
happily ever after.
And the new one is
perfect.
Apparently not very good either. So.
Yeah, so I know. So all right. So let's start.
Interestingly enough, you also have to deal with competing virtual queues, which I no longer have to deal with. So enjoy that. Waking up at 7 a.m. Mine's the sleep in. I have the sleep in. It's gonna be very nice. We're gonna have a nice leisurely morning.
All right. Okay.
So. You wake up, you're at your hotel.
I'm gonna get the Tron virtual queue for my people.
From your pillow.
From my pillow.
All right,
Tron VC.
Okay.
Got it in the book. We got it. Guess what? We got it. We scored it.
Sounds good.
You're sleeping in?
I'm sleeping in.
Till when?
10:30.
Damn it, he wins already.
This is a leisurely day. No, I'm sleeping in until
Animal Kingdom opens very early. It opens at 8, and you get, like, that extra half an hour. You're not having them get there at something.
Right, neither of us are sleeping in. We're both rope dropping. This is, you know, we're trying to get the bang for
the
buck here.
Day.
This is not how I would do this, by the way, because I would sleep in.
Sure.
And eat a granola bar from my, you know, in my room before leaving.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to head to Animal Kingdom first.
Okay.
And I think that I am going to rope drop. I'm going to rope drop Pandora.
Yeah. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, both rides, hopefully, within, you know, half an hour of one another. And then I am going to head over and single rider's ride Everest, no matter how many people are in my party. Just tell them, you know, I'm sick of you. And,
yeah, I already have had it with you. I spent time in Pandora with you.
Yeah, and
how much, what do you want?
I'm looking forward to sitting next to a stranger while they don't smell. Because it's still early in the morning. They don't
they
smell
could,
yet.
They could smell.
Well, you know.
The ripeness hasn't begun.
The ripeness
is
not
right. No, this is the right time to sit next to a stranger.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go to... I'm going to probably just grab a coffee and, you know, maybe like a little snack at Kusafari. Or maybe go to... Flame Tree Barbecue.
Okay, do they have good breakfast there?
I think so.
Okay.
It's been a while since I went there, so maybe not. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that... they don't open until 10:30. I'm looking it up now, so maybe not. think just coffee and bakery stuff at Kufari. And then I'm getting the fuck out of that park.
Really?
Yep.
So after you eat, you get a quick little bite.
Yep.
And so now we're at like what? Like we're at like 10 a.m.
Yeah, 10 a.m. I've got three rides down and I'm getting out.
Okay. All right. Yep. So here's what's going on in my morning. So we get the Tron virtual queue. We go to Magic Kingdom. We are there for rope drop. We're going to rope drop Peter Pan's flight.
Oh, good move.
Because like you said, we don't have any Genie Plus. We don't have any other like sort of lightning lanes or anything like that. Then I'm going to have them quickly run over to the Haunted Mansion because it's right there. And then we're going to... go on Big Thunder Mountain. And then, after that, we're going to cut through that little cut-through in Frontierland and head back towards Fantasyland, getting breakfast at Friar's Nook.
Oh, yeah, that's the move.
Here we go. We've got the bacon, egg, and cheese croissants with tots.
You're going for the Savers special.
With tots, $8.99.
Seriously, best deal.
The best deal.
In any of the four parks.
It's the best... for breakfast, it's the best, like, for the amount of food that you're getting in a my favorite is going to be Hollywood Studios.
It's got that weird...
Toronto wrap.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't blow up my spot.
But the breakfast one.
Oh, yes, I know. We're here early enough.
Oh, that's true.
The egg, like, you know, it's like that weird Disney egg.
Yeah.
It's still tasty.
Did you have it the last time?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah. I actually walked around. I don't know that park quite as well as you do. And so, like, I walked around. I was like, I know it's in Fantasyland, and I know it's around here. I have no idea what name it
just
is, but it's got a deal. I like to do things on my own.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So then after we have the breakfast, we're going to head over to Tomorrowland, see if we can get on Space Mountain. If not, we will ride the People Mover. If Space Mountain has longer than a 30-minute wait, we're going to ride the People Mover and potentially Buzz Lightyear. And then I'm going to move it over to you because it seems like we're around probably the same time. Because now I feel like I'm around the 10 o'clock, 10:30 hour.
Okay. So we take the long bus over to Hollywood from AK. Unfortunately, you know, world's worst transportation system.
Yeah.
No boats, no skyliners, none of the fun stuff. We're on the bus, baby. We're getting there hopefully early enough for a Ronto Roasters breakfast sandwich.
And a black half cold brew.
Well, that's your move, and I agree. Yeah. Or milk, you know, colored milk.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully we're there earlier, and we're doing we're going full Star Wars for the next little bit in our day. So we're gonna do Rise, Millennium Falcon, and Star Tours as like a nice little chunk.
Little
of,
Star Wars morning.
Yeah, Star Wars like
single
brunch.
Rider. You can single rider
Millennium.
So that'll be quick.
Yep.
And Rise has typically been having like about 60-minute wait. Not terrible.
Not terrible. Yeah.
And Star Tours.
Walk on. Yeah.
So I think I agree with this.
Yeah,
this
so,
is great.
So we're there. You know, we've had our Star Wars morning, and I think we're probably around like...
Now you're probably around
11.
Lunch.
Yeah.
11?
Maybe a little bit later. Probably around like noon. But
noon,
we're not hungry.
You ran on all these rides after you left Animal Kingdom at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's definitely 1 p.m.
You think it's 1 p.m.? Okay.
I do.
Then... the Ronto Roaster, the Ronto Wrap, you know, if we were able to get the breakfast, if we were there in time, then that's great. If not, we're going lunch there. You know, we've only had a coffee and a pastry, right? So,
sure.
So we're getting whatever snack we can get there. That's what we're doing. And then after Star Tours, you know, we may or may not get a cantina res.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to stick with the whole... You want to give them a whole Star Wars experience.
The whole experience, I think, needs to be had.
All right,
so,
well, that's a nice little, like, break.
Yeah.
A little drinky-poo.
Exactly. So I think that's what it is we, you know, we show up, we go right to Ronto Roasters, then we do Rise, we do Millennium, we do a cantina for, you know, an hour, get a little drunk, go on Star Tours, and then we're now back in the park in general, you know.
Okay. All right, so like I said, we left off with my people. They're around 10, 10:30 with a couple rides and a nice breakfast. I think at this point the park's starting to get full. It's about 10:30. This is the time when all the people that slept in a little bit are starting to arrive. So I'm going to say that we go on some rides that we know are not going to be too horrible of a wait. We're going to do Teacups. We're going to do Ariel. This is all the Fantasyland little rides here. We're going to do Small World. And then we're going to hit up... I want to get maybe either Pirates. Pirates and Jungle Cruise, and then we are heading out of Magic Kingdom for the time being.
So what time are we at?
Now we're around noon.
And
leaving the Magic Kingdom. And we are heading back to our resort.
Oh, taking a break.
We're going for a little break. And we're going to be at our resort from transportation to relaxing to back at the... we're not eating anywhere outside of here, so I'm not giving any eating things. It's going to take about hour 45. Okay? So we're at Epcot. So we'll get back to you, but I'm arriving back at Epcot around 2 p.m.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I'm around 2 p.m. right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to do Muppets, Mickey and Minnie, potentially we're going to head into to Toy Story Land and maybe get a snack, maybe a Pop-Tart.
Grown-up lemonade.
Something at Woody's lunchbox,
mm-hmm.
and ride whatever rides we can, but we want to be done in that area around, 6:30 or 7.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think if you're getting there at 2, you could ride
I think so too.
Mania,
yeah.
The Slinky, and Aliens, and have a snack for 3 hours.
I think so too.
I think so. Yeah. I think you're at 6 o'clock. I think you're good. All right. So I'm 2 p.m. at Epcot. We are going to immediately go on Spaceship Earth, because this is the perfect time to go on Spaceship Earth, because Spaceship Earth is always busy in the very beginning of the day because people make it their first stop.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go on Spaceship Earth, then we're going to go right, and we're going to go to the Land Pavilion, and we are going to...
We stop it off in Moana, or what? What do we think?
No.
No?
No. Wait, oh, wait a minute.
You're not
wait.
Trying to get wet?
No. No, no, we're not going to the Moana. We're going to the Land Pavilion, we're going to do Soarin' and Living with the Land, and then we're going to go right into the World Showcase because we're starving by now.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to go to the refreshment port, which is right there.
Yeah.
And we're going to get a big old poutine. And if there's a festival one, we're going to get that. If, it has a little bit of protein on it. And then we're going to...
That poutine is available at Refreshment Port always?
Always. Oh, regular poutine is always available. Yeah. And then there's always
A fun one.
We're going to go to... You can go to whatever little booths you want to go in that area, in that general area. Would like it if we could maybe get to the America Pavilion. I don't think we're going to be able to ride Ratatouille. I think it's going to be too long of a line. Get over the American Pavilion, see the Voices of Liberty, and then maybe take a friendship boat back over to Future World. And by the way, I missed something. We didn't get on our Tron, but you guys know I had the thing, and it was called during the morning.
Oh, that was for the morning.
That was for the morning.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if you were heading back.
We are heading back, but... No, okay. I don't want to say it. We didn't go on it yet. We're going on it in the evening.
Okay.
we'll
just pretend that your virtual queue got you back at whatever time you choose.
Sure. Then
instead of ruining your day by happening right in the middle when you didn't want it to happen. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what happened to me.
So then I want to go to Future World. Guardians is a lightning lane or a... I don't think they have a standby, right? No, they don't have a standby. It's Lightning Lane or Purchased Lightning Lane.
Correct. Well, it's just Purchased Lightning Lane right now.
Is there a virtual queue for it?
There is, yes, a virtual queue.
But we didn't. It wasn't our first park, so
you didn't do it,
it.
But you could do it at one.
You do it at one, but we weren't in that park.
You have to be within the park at one to do it.
Let's say hypothetically we were in the park at one and we got the virtual queue.
Okay.
I'm going to take some time off of the break.
Well, you didn't do Tron because you're going to go back. So
we're going back.
Yeah.
So
you just got to your hotel, but then you're leaving. And now you know my conundrum.
All right, we're skipping. I'm going back and revising my plan here. We're not doing a break. We're going right to Epcot. And we're getting in the virtual queue for Guardians.
Okay.
So we're going
but
back
then
to...
But then you can have a break there.
You can have a break there.
It's a nice park to
And that would actually help out a little bit, because if we do it that way, instead of everyone being starving, ride Spaceship Earth, go to the World Showcase, and then come back. Get some food quickly at the booth, the booths that are over there. And then come immediately back to Future World and literally go on Figment, go to the land, go to the Nemo ride, go to Test Track, and then go on Tron. That's my plan.
Guardians, yes.
Guardians. And then this is going to take us to probably around, I would say, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Going to go back to the World Showcase, but you're going to go the other way. We're going to go towards Mexico. I know this is very good, but we did when we started going towards Canada.
I think that we finally figured out the right way.
No. And eat, drink, do whatever you want. Go on the Grand Fiesta Tour.
Lovely.
Have a great time. And then around 7:30, we're going to get on the monorail back to Magic.
Okay, so we're not eating at any of the restaurants at...
I was going to put a San Anhel in at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
But that's only if they had time. If they had time for a 6 o'clock San Anhel, that would be great.
Well, this is your world, so let's see.
In my world,
yes.
All right, then they had San Anhel. When I said go to Mexico, I was like, go on. But I would ideally love San Anhel.
Are you going further down the World Showcase, or are we...
So however far you can get until about 7:30.
Okay. 7:30, hopping on the monorail.
Hop it on the monorail back to MK.
Okay.
Which means you would get there probably hypothetically around 8 o'clock.
Okay.
You want to go and then go back to mine?
Sure. So in Toy Story, it's about 6:37, something like that. Dinner at the Brown Derby.
Perfect.
With the Fantasmic,
viewing.
Viewing.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're going to, from the Derby, this is going to be like a nice relaxing dinner. Then we have Fantasmic right after it. Then we do... Tower.
I was going to say, rock and roll tower in
at night. When
at night, okay.
Then we do Tower, then Rock and Roller Coaster, then Tower again.
Like it.
We, on the way out, get a Gertie ice cream or something like that.
Yeah.
Some sweet treat.
Yeah.
And,
little goodnight kiss.
A little goodnight kiss. and then hopefully we take the... we take the Skyliner back to our hotel.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
All right, so I love this. I love your day.
It's
great. We get back to Magic Kingdom after we are nice and full from San Anhel, but we still need something sweet. So we are going to go into the confectionery where they have the popcorn that you can make yourself with all the...
Oh, you love that joint.
I do love that. We're going to get that. This is what I've always wanted to do. I always do it the opposite way, but because of this perfect day, I want to do this way. Get it. Now we're going to get a viewing spot for Happily Ever After. We're going to sit there with our chocolatey, good candy popcorn and watch Happily Ever After, which is usually around like 8:45. And then the park doesn't close until 10. So after that, we are booking it right back in. We are going to ride Space Mountain because I don't think we got on it earlier in the day. And our Tron is going to be called. So,
perfect end.
Tron,
what a perfect end.
Yeah, Tron and Space Mountain. And then...
When I last went just a few weeks ago, we came back from dinner reservations at Wilderness Lodge. And we came back with zero... Like, the fireworks were just starting to go up for Happily Ever After. So we pushed through, a giant crowd of people. And we were saying, if we can find a spot, then we're going to watch it. But, you can't find a spot,
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we're, towards Tomorrowland. And we had already missed by, over an hour, second Tron the virtual queue. We had gotten the Lightning Lane earlier in the day,
right?
But we had a virtual queue for, like, you know, before it got dark. But now it's dark out, mm-hmm. and obviously I want to ride it in the nighttime.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we had missed it by an hour, but the cast members are very nice, and, you know, so we got to watch the fireworks happen from Tron.
Oh, special.
While, like, walking in. By the time we were, you know, in, the fireworks had finished or whatever. But then the cast members let us ride it, you know, so we still got to ride it at night. So it was very nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. Good ending to a day, for sure.
So I think if I had to pick between our days, I'm picking your day, but I'm skipping Animal Kingdom completely, and I'm just going right to
Hollywood Studios. Well, I mean, we almost did that. You know, we went in, we got the good stuff out of the way, and then we vamoosed. We didn't even see an animal. The animals are still asleep.
I think mine is just, they were too, I wasn't expecting to get this combo, and it was, there's just too much.
There's a lot to do.
There's a lot to do, and you really screwed me on this one.
Yeah, a horn of plenty.
And, but I would stick by the itinerary. I would do the MK sandwich. I would. I knew a lot of people would do MK in the daytime and then just go to Epcot for the evening, but I don't know.
I like the idea of coming back for the goodnight kiss.
Yeah, for the happily ever after.
I think that you have to just, you know, you're coming back for just a couple things, you
just
know?
Just the nighttime show.
And you get a monorail ride.
And that's always nice.
I haven't had in the last three times that I was there. I did not ride the monorail.
The last time I was there, I literally took. I've been doing that because on my last days, I've been going to Magic in the morning and then ending at Epcot because I'm like, oh, I'll eat before I get on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been taking the monorail from MK to Epcot, and I'm like, this is very enjoyable. I love when it goes through the park.
Oh, it's my favorite. The loop.
The loop.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, what would you guys do with this? And whose days are you taking? Let us know on our social medias. We really appreciate that. As you guys know, we're in the holiday season. We're getting you these episodes as best as we can. They're going to be a little truncated, a little bit different, but we're going to do our best to make it through the holidays and make sure you guys at least have a little something to chew on every Wednesday.
Yeah. The reality is like when we do a regular show, it takes like 3 hours of prep.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't sound like it to you guys, but it does.
Yeah, I know. Right. And, like, we, you know, right now, super busy lives.
Super busy,
and
yeah.
This season. And just kind of don't have the ability to be able to do that. So,
but the good news is, next week, guys, this is a big teaser for you.
Oh.
We've got a tripping report coming up. These are fan favorites.
Oh, yes.
And that is coming for you next week, just a regular one. And we're going to even make it even a little bit plused. It's going to be our Christmas gift to you.
Plus it.
Our holiday gift to you. So that's it for us. The Dark Ride presented by Drunk Distery is available every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else podcasts are available. The show is free, but you can pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us that 5-star rating and review, or just telling a fellow theme parks loving fan to listen. Email us questions or shout outs at drunkdistery@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at The Dark Ride Podcast and TikTok at Drunk Distery for lots of great theme parks content. That's it for us, guys. But as always, thanks for drinking theme parks with us. Cheers.